The State Department is trying to find out the whereabouts of two American journalists who were detained by North Korea. According to reports out of South Korea, the journalists were detained by North Korean security officials near the border with China. The journalists are being identified as Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. Both are reporters with Current TV, the online media outlet founded by former Vice President Al Gore. The World's Matthew Bell is with me. Matthew, what do we know so far?
So far, we know a few things, but this is pretty sketchy. One of the main sources for information is, as you mentioned, the South Korean news media reports, and they said that the two reporters were up near the border, near the Tumen River, which divides North Korea and China. They were doing some filming. Not clear where the border guards picked them up, whether they were on the river. One report said, in fact, they were on the Chinese side. Another report said they might have wandered across the river onto the North Korean side and been picked up there. But this happened on Tuesday morning, China time. I talked to someone at the State Department who said that they're looking into it, taking it very seriously, but they didn't have many details either.
Do you know anything about even the story the women might have been working on?
They were working on something about refugees that have been leaving North Korea, going into China, and this has been going on for years. And someone that had helped them coordinate, I imagine, with people up there helping refugees is a man named Pastor Chun Ki-won, and he's from South Korea. He's been working on this issue for years. We talked to him today. He had been in touch with the women before their trip. He told us that he urged them to stay in touch with him because the border area up there is quite a lawless place, and it's a very politically sensitive place. This is a politically sensitive issue. He said he told them to stay closely in touch with him, and then they didn't evidently tell him that they were up there, he says, until they were up there. He was concerned that maybe they weren't being as safe as they could have been, that he didn't, you know, give enough advice to them. And he evidently talked to one of the people who was with them who was not detained. I think it was their cameraman.
Matthew, tell me a little bit more about that border, what that border represents, what it's like.
I should say I've reported on this myself and been to South Korea, but I haven't been up to the border, but I've met refugees in South Korea from the north. It's a dangerous place. The North Korean government doesn't want people sneaking out of North Korea and sort of shattering the myth that North Korea is this workers' paradise. There are thousands and thousands, though, by all accounts, of North Korean refugees that are living in China. Many of them want to get out, and they want to get to a place like South Korea where they can get automatic citizenship and they can get help with jobs and housing and things like that.
Is that border patrolled heavily on both sides?
It is, and at certain times it's harder to get across than others. The word is that since August, since the Olympics in China, and also since Kim Jong-il, the North Korean leader, had a stroke in September last year, sort of since late summer, fall last year, that the border has been really, really tight. I understand that activists working with refugees up there have been very, very careful and actually have been laying low.
Now, we should put this in context. This is the detention of two apparently American journalists, and U.S.-North Korean relations are delicate.
Delicate, to say the least. There are no official relations between the U.S. and North Korea. The State Department told me today that officials there are in touch with the Swedish embassy in Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. That's really the way that information officially travels back and forth between the United States and North Korea. The North Koreans have warned that they want to test a satellite or, Washington thinks, a missile in just a few weeks' time. So generally, tensions are running pretty high right now.
The World's Matthew Bell. Thank you.
All right.